Many theories have been proposed by many analysts as to why Russia and China may be behaving this way regarding its consistent vetoing of resolutions within the United Nations. And this has led to open frustration by namely Britain and America, and it's caused a lot of sort of diplomatic entanglements within that. And one of the reasons perhaps may be that it's an attempt by Russia and China to expose the ineptitude of America and its partners. And it's despite America declaring that it's not willing to involve itself militarily because of the elections and its army being stretched, it still wants to show the world and give this perception that there is an involvement of some sort. And although America is pushing for sanctions on the Assad regime, many believe that that is not going to affect the actual regime itself because the events on the ground are changing quite fast, quite rapidly. So this is a problem now for America because of its sort of inability to influence the United Nations. This means that post-Assad, there will be a reluctance now to involve America and any sort of possible leverage that they may have had before the conflict or during the conflict, that's been eroded along with its reputation. And this has exposed Israel, which has never been pro-Assad because of its links to Iran. However, their fear is that the fighters on the ground may not be friendly towards their country. And this has been deeply troubling now for Israel regarding its security. And so this is perhaps one of the reasons why Russia may be behaving in this way. It's very difficult to understand why China is, although China's generally had a policy regarding other matters abroad lack of sort of anti-interventionists anyway, and perhaps that may be the reason. But Russia itself knows that after Assad, its influence within the Middle East will be severely reduced. And perhaps it's decided that if that's the case, then at the same time, it will also affect America as well.